Creating excellence in your life. This is a simple four-step process or a four steps to remember in order to create excellence in your life. Quite simple. One, know your outcome. People respond best when they know what they want as opposed to what they don't want. It is amazing the amount of times I hear parents telling their kids, don't spill the milk. Don't spill the milk. Don't make a mess. You know? Oh, you kids are so messy. Oh, don't make a mess, guys. And the kids have to hear, make a mess, make a mess. Spill the milk, make a mess. Kids have to actually process it. So our conscious and unconscious are exactly the same. If we're saying to ourselves, you know, I can't pay the rent this week, or I don't know if I can pay the rent this week, or I don't know if I'll succeed, or I can't fail. You know, that stuff sets us up in negative ways. So we've got to make sure we set them up in the positive, focusing on the outcomes we want. For example, I will get better with money, or I want to get better with money, or I want to create more money. The kids one is wonderful. My young son is holding a bowl with milk. I tell him, hold the bowl with two hands, hold the milk nice and steady. And I might even challenge him, see how still you can keep the milk. Okay. And now, even if my kids are messy, I don't want to tell them they're messy. Instead, I'll tell the kids, hey, I loved it when your room was organized this morning. I want to get your room organized. Okay. Step two, be flexible. Now, if you look at a system, the system breaks in stiff points. If you look at a tree, the branches don't snap where they're flexible. They snap when they're too stiff. So we need to be flexible. Lao Tzu in the Tao Te Ching said, be flexible, bend like the young trees. I would much rather be a palm tree than a stiff hardwood. In fact, it's the hardwoods that snap, softwoods bend. The person with the most flexibility will be the controlling element in the system. Okay? When you haven't got the outcome you want, change your behavior, not your outcome. Important point in here. So you being the person with the most flexibility is like the soft tree or the soft branch. The soft branch doesn't snap. The stiff ones do, right? So be the soft branch. And then when you haven't got the outcome you want, don't have to quit. You don't have to change your outcome. You have to change your behavior, okay? Step three, use your senses with precision. You know, to reach your outcome, you've got to know whether you're getting closer to it or further away. We need to be able to read feedback. There is no failure, only feedback. So feedback is incredibly important. As we go, the world constantly gives us feedback, and we give ourselves feedback as well. For example, if we are trying to accomplish a big goal and we're struggling with it, well, that's feedback right there. We're struggling. If we're trying to accomplish a goal, it's really big and hard, but instead of like struggling, we're like, yeah, thriving, then that would, you know, our senses will hopefully pick that up. So if you're trying to do things and that's a struggle, well, yeah, now use your senses with precision and change things. There is no failure, only feedback. Now, fourth and final point is take action now. Take action now. Stop asking why, start asking how. Let's make this happen.